So it's the summer before my senior year of high school, and I'm working at, for those of you who are familiar with the area, it used to be Gerstung. It's now Coppermine Fieldhouse. In the basement of Coppermine was a gym. I don't think it's there anymore. It was really run down. It was kind of falling apart. I'm walking in one of my last days there before I'm about to go back for my senior year of high school, and my dad calls me on the phone, and he goes, "Do not dare buy a lottery ticket." Why? I can't tell you. I'm about to walk into a customer's house. I'll call you in an hour. So meanwhile, this is before, like, text messaging was really big. Every text message you get was, like, 10 cents to send out, 25 cents to get in. I'm not that old, by the way. Don't let the hair... I'm 29, so... So I go in, I start working, and all of a sudden my phone is just vibrating like crazy, and I have no idea what's going on. It's like text message, text message, text message, and all I can think about is I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get yelled at that I didn't win the lottery because I just spent so much money on text messages. So I go to find out that later that day, let's backtrack a little bit. Best friend, one of my best friends, I've known him since I was in the first grade. This is July. His birthday is the very end of July. We were all very big. We were just starting to really work, starting to really get into the driving thing. Back then, gas was like 99 cents a gallon, so you got $20, $7 got you gas, and then the rest of it went wherever. So I'd go in and buy a scratch-off, $1 or $2. Two of us had gone in. He bought a dollar scratch-off. He won $5. He put it in his pocket. Screw it. We'll find out what happens later. We come back, and I'm sitting there, and I come to find out that my friend had then later gone, and he had taken his dollar ticket. He had won $5. He went and bought a $5 ticket. With that $5 ticket, he happened to win $20. Again, puts it in his pocket. It's his 19th birthday. It's my best friend, and he calls me. He's like, "Listen, tonight we're going to have a really big party. We'll be at my apartment. Everybody's invited. Let's have a good time." So that's fine. And then fast forward to when my dad gives me a call and says, "Do not play the lottery." I'm thinking, what happened? I come to this party, and as I walk in, I see a check that's this big, big lettering on it, and I come to find out that day, one of my best friends had taken his $5 ticket, $120, and he had spilled something on himself. Apparently, it is really good luck to spill something on yourself on your birthday, and his grandmother said, "You need to go do something really, really lucky." So he said, "All right, I'll take this lottery ticket, and I'll go to the Giant, and I'll buy a $20 lottery ticket." And as he's scratching, and if you go on YouTube, there's plenty of videos about his whole story, he goes to find out that he's scratching, and then he decides, last line, instead of scratching right to left, I'm going to go left to right. What difference that really made? It probably didn't make any difference. But he scratches off the last one, and he finds out that he won $1 million. So, 19th birthday, kid just won $1 million, and I never paid for a drink since.